Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
And you're very welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Bobby Carr, in for Joe Lynham today. JB Barry and Partners, the Dublin headquartered consultant engineering firm, is rebranding as Aegis following its acquisition by the French headquartered Global Engineering and Operations Group. And I'm delighted to be joined by the global CEO of the Aegis Group, Laurent Germain. He joins me now in studio. How are you, Laurent?
I'm very good, thank you, Bobby.
Welcome to Ireland. Good to see you in town. I know the weather isn't great, but this is a big day for your business in Ireland. Tell us about the rebranding of JB Barry and Partners and your business in Ireland.
So, I mean, Aegis is the French leader for engineering and operations and maintenance. We had great ambitions for Ireland. So we were looking for a great engineering company to acquire for us, to grow in the country. And we identified JB Barry as being the perfect target for us, as they were complementary, doing engineering when we were in Ireland for decades, more focused on operations and maintenance, you know, operating more than 470 kilometers of motorways and the three main tunnels of the country.
Yeah. It's very interesting, your business and your business model. And again, for people who don't know your group, you're operating in 120 countries. You've 18,000 employees, almost 2 billion in revenue. This is a serious global player.
Yes, we are. I mean, we have more than 2.3 billion euros of revenues right now. So we have more than doubled the size of the company in the last 4 years, doing more than 32 acquisitions in 3 years. And JB Barry is one of the 32 acquisitions. So we are a fast-growing company, and we have identified Ireland as a priority country for us in the next years.
And this acquisition of Barry's gives you 600 employees here in Ireland. And you mentioned there the 470 kilometres of Irish motorways. What exactly is your relationship with our motorways? What do you do?
So we are taking care of them. So we're making sure that they are operated the best way, you know, every day. So we intervene each time there is something wrong happening to make sure that the traffic stays at
you manage the control centre for the motorways.
Exactly.
You also operate the Dublin Tunnel, the Jack Lynch Tunnel, the Limerick Tunnel, you have designed and run the Lewis Project here in Ireland. So these are big, big infrastructural projects.
Yeah, I mean, Aegis, considering its size, does a lot of very big projects in the world, and so we were very proud to work on the Lewis project and these, you know, three tunnels in operation. I mean, these are references we can use everywhere in the world to win additional business. So the Irish business gives us references in order to expand everywhere in the world.
And how competitive is it now on the world market? As the global CEO for this business, you understand a lot of different markets in Europe, particularly the French market. How does the Irish market differ, or does it differ?
No, I mean,
much from other countries.
Well, it's a very competitive market. You know that we are lacking engineers, so we're all fighting to attract the best talents in our companies. So it was important also to grow in Ireland, because the bigger you are, the more iconic projects you can work on. Like, for instance, we're bidding for the Metrolink projects in Ireland.
Yeah.
And of course, working on iconic projects makes the company more attractive. So in a very competitive environment, it helps us to recruit the best talents in the company.
When you talk about something like the Metro project that goes on for decades, Lauren, being bidding for that and being part of that, the costs associated with preparing a tender, you know, that might take 10 years to even realize whether you were successful or not. How do you manage all that?
Well, I mean, first of all, you need to be profitable in order to invest in big bids like this one.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth it. Talking about this project and globally the business environment in Ireland, it's very promising in the next 10 years. I think, you know, the government committed more than 35 billion euros for infrastructure in this country in the next 10 years. So, you know, we are, of course, preparing for this bit, but we are also bidding in a number of other projects. So in the end, I'm sure we will win one, two, three of them. And the investments in bidding will be largely offset, I would say, with the business we will win.
Yeah. Is your ideal business model that you'll invest capital for a longer contract? In other words, that you'll get, you know, longevity so that you can recoup your investment over 10 or 20 years?
I think the originality of the business model of Aegis is that we have 80% of our revenues in engineering and we have 20% in operations and maintenance. Operations and maintenance means long-term contracts. So this secures, you know, recurring business, recurring revenues. And thanks to these revenues, we can invest in the bids for the engineering part of a business. And this is very, I would say, original in the market. Only SNC-Lavalin in Canada, in the sector, has the same business model as Aegis. So it's a big strength of the company to have these two legs of business to rely on.
All right. You're also the sponsor or one of the key sponsors around the Paris Olympics, which is obviously very current at the moment. Tell us how you got involved in that and why you're invested in that. What's in it for Aegis to be, because I'm sure it doesn't come cheap.
Well, I mean, for Aegis, this was the opportunity to showcase what the expertise of the company was. So we worked on the engineering of a lot of the sports facilities of the events. We also checked, you know, the solidity of the bridge, the structures of the bridge in Paris to make sure everything will be good and nice for the opening ceremony and a lot of different, I would say, projects of Paris 2024. So it was a unique opportunity for a company like Aegis to be visible in the market and to show the expertise of French engineers to the world.
And I suppose the global CEO would have to turn up at some of the events and make sure that you're representing the company. So you'll get to see some of the Olympics, I hope.
Yes, I will attend, of course, the opening ceremony, and then I will attend a number of events, and hopefully the French team, but also the Irish team, will perform very well at the Olympics.
Yeah, all right. So that's great news then, that JB Barry and Partners, it solidifies your presence in Ireland. Are you optimistic now about the Irish business for the future with this new partnership, the rebranding? What will it mean for the business here in Ireland?
So I'm very optimistic about the business in Ireland for a number of reasons. First reason is the demographics. You know, the Irish population will continue to grow, exceeding 6 million by 2040. So, of course, you will need buildings, you will need infrastructure for this additional population. So that means that the market will continue to grow. And on top of that, as I mentioned, there is a strong commitment by the government on public funding for new infrastructure. Rail infrastructure, road infrastructure, water infrastructure in the country, which makes me very confident and also explains why we did this acquisition of JB Barry and the rebranding.
Okay. Well, look, good luck with all those bids because there's some serious projects at play there. That's Laurent Germain there. He's the global CEO of the Aegis Group. Thanks for talking to us, Laurent. Lovely to meet you today.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.